Hi, this is Eric Elder, broadcasting live from the ranch. Are you looking for answers to your questions? I hope that you're staying with me tonight because we're going to take a little time to look at how God really does answer your questions. That search is not in vain. If you're searching for answers, I want to tell you tonight that God will answer your questions. In fact, He's spoken to me tonight, and He's just wanted to tell me a very simple message to tell you. And this is the message. Keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your heart open, for I, the Lord, am so eager to pour out my wisdom on those who seek it. So God just really wants to do that for you. He wants to answer your questions, and we're going to take a look at how He does that, some different ways that He might answer your questions, and ways that you can keep your eyes open, your ears open, and your heart open. I want you to look with me at a passage in Proverbs chapter 2. So if you'll open your Bible, or if you don't have a Bible in front of you, if you'd look at the message notes that are on your screen, you can pull up the message notes and you'll be able to read from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. I'm just going to play a short piece of music here while you read that passage, and I just want those words to sink into your heart so that you can really believe that this search is not in vain, that God really will answer your questions, because He loves to show His will to you, and in fact, He wants you to know His will more than you even want to know it. So why don't you take a look at Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and I'll be back in a few minutes to talk to you about looking for answers and finding them in God. So you see from reading in Proverbs that God really does want to answer your questions. He really is interested in you. In fact, He wants you to know His will more than you even want to know it. Doesn't that just sound like God, though? Because He really has your best interest in mind, and He also has things He wants to accomplish. So He really wants to tell you what to do with your life. He wants to tell you who to marry. He wants to tell you where to go to school. He wants to tell you what kind of things to do with your money, what kind of things to do with your life, what kind of things to do with your talents and your gifts. God is very interested in revealing those things to you. And so I just want to encourage you in that tonight. I just want to encourage you that God really will answer your questions, that it's really worth asking, and that the search is not in vain. There's a funny story I heard that actually was funny to me, but it turned out to be a very truthful story. A man named George Washington Carver, he was an inventor, and he came to God one day and he said, "God, tell me the mystery of the universe." And God said, "Oh, George, that's too vast for you to comprehend." So George said, "Okay, God, then tell me the mystery of the peanut." And God said, "Okay, George, that's nearly your size." And so he gave him insights into the peanut and how the peanut could be used. And up until that time, the peanut was only used for hog food. But George Washington Carver came up with over 300 uses for the peanut, everything from cosmetics to oils to paints to greases, and even peanut butter was invented by George Washington Carver. Simply by asking God, "God, show me the mysteries of the peanut. Show me your wisdom. Give me your wisdom." And God graciously poured out the wisdom on that man, and it changed the entire economy of the state of Alabama. The state of Alabama needed a turnaround, and it turned out that the peanut and all the byproducts and all the industries turned into a $300 million a year business. All because of a man named George Washington Carver simply asking God for wisdom. God is very eager to give you wisdom. Let me just quote a few passages from the Bible where he makes this promise. In James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8, he says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." You see, God is eager to give that out, and he gives generously to all without finding fault, regardless of your education level, regardless of your color, regardless of your background, regardless of your situation or your past sins. God very much wants to give you wisdom. Even Jesus said that he would send someone to give us wisdom, and that someone is the Holy Spirit. In John 14, he says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." So Jesus has promised. When he was with his disciples, he said, "Up till now, I've taught you everything. But when I leave, I'm going to send another, my Counselor, the Holy Spirit, and he's going to reveal everything to you. He's going to teach you all things. He'll remind you of everything I said to you." So we're not alone here. God very much wants to speak to us. Let's look at where wisdom starts, because we need to understand that God is the giver of all wisdom. As you looked in Proverbs 2, you'll notice a key verse at the end. But look what we need to do up to the point where God speaks. He says, "My son, if you accept my words," there's something right there, just accept his words, "store up my commands within you." That's something God wants us to do, store up his commands. "Turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding." They're saying, turn your ear, apply your heart to understand. "And if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." It is God who's going to answer your questions, and God who's going to give the wisdom. And our part of the deal is to search for it, to look for it, to open our eyes, to call out for understanding, to cry aloud for it. And many of you, I know, have been doing that for a long time. You've been crying out to God and saying, "God, please answer me." I know that I was crying out at one time for some wisdom. And I was asking God who I should marry. There was a girl in mind that I was wondering, "God, is this the girl? Is Lana the girl for me?" And I got down on my knees, literally, and I just pleaded before the Lord. And I just said, "God, is this the one? Is this the one? You say your Holy Spirit will tell us. Will you tell me now?" And this verse is one that I stuck with at that time. It's in 1 Corinthians 2. Verses 9 through 10, and this is what it says about what the Spirit of God will do for us. "However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. So here Paul was saying, no one's seen or heard or conceived what God has prepared, but God has revealed it to us through His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. As I was sitting there on my knees, I was saying, God, what's the answer? And I was picturing the Holy Spirit searching all things, even the deep things of God. And I could practically see in my mind's eye the Holy Spirit going deeper and deeper and deeper into the heart of God to find the answer to my question. And I just said, God, please show me, please show me, please show me. And as I did, I just saw the Spirit going further and further and further to ask God. And all of a sudden, all my prayers stopped. Everything shut off. And I just said, okay, God, where's the answer? And there was no answer that came that night, but I had a peace in my heart that the Holy Spirit had gone to find the answer for me. And later, He came back with that answer, and He revealed it to me, and I'll share that with you later about how you look for answers and where you look. But I just wanted to let you know that it starts with God. It starts with searching out the deep things of God and saying, God, I pray that You would show it to me. And as the end of Proverbs said, you will find the knowledge of God. So where do we look for answers? Once we start asking the questions, where might we find some answers? I found this on my shelf, and this is a book that we had gotten a few years ago. It's called The Book of Questions. As if we don't have enough questions in life, they've written a book full of questions, and for $3.95 you can buy this book and have all kinds of questions that you can ask. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we could buy a book of answers that would go with the book of questions that we've already got, each of us in our heart? Well, luckily for us, there is a book of answers, and it's priceless. It's called the Bible. And if you're looking for a word from God, here's over 800,000 of them. God has recorded in His written word all kinds of answers for us, and I get answers from the Bible more than any other way that I get an answer from God. When God speaks to me, He uses the words on the pages of this book. In fact, as I was asking God about Lana one more time and whether she was the girl to marry, I was reading Adam and Eve's story and how Adam was sitting there in the garden and doing all his work, but he was all alone and there was no suitable helper found for him. And then God said, I will create a woman and bring that woman right to Adam. And so He put Adam to sleep, and He created Eve and created that woman and brought her to Adam and said, here, I've created this woman just for you. And in that moment, God spoke to me and said, Eric, I have created Lana just for you. And here she is. She's yours. She's a gift, and I brought her here to the city for you, and I brought her here that she can be your wife. And I was just thrilled and overjoyed that God had answered me through the Bible. And that God had given me the gift, just like He'd given to Adam, a gift of a wife. And I went and I proposed to Lana that very day. In fact, within 10 minutes of hearing that from God, I went and I talked to Lana and I just said, Lana, God has just spoken to me and given me the most clear answer that I've had. And we were married a few months after that, and almost 11 years later, it's been a terrific marriage. And God just knows. He knows what's best for us. He knows the answers to our questions, even before we ask them. So God will speak to us through the Bible. That's one of the primary ways that I hear from God. God also speaks to us directly from the Holy Spirit. He tells us things. He quickens things to us in our heart. He speaks to us directly, even through His direct words. Many times He spoke to people through the Bible. I did a simple search of when it says in the Bible, the Lord said, or God spoke to someone. And hundreds of times throughout the Bible, it says, the Lord spoke to Adam, the Lord spoke to Eve, the Lord said to Cain, the Lord said to Moses, the Lord said to Noah, the Lord said to Abraham, the Lord said to Aaron, to Joshua, to Gideon, to Samuel, to Solomon, to Elijah, and on and on and on. God speaks to His people. God speaks, and He loves to speak to us. He loves to tell us what is on His heart. God speaks to us through dreams. Some people are curious whether dreams come from God or whether they come from a pepperoni pizza that they ate that night. Well, some of each. But throughout the Bible, God spoke through dreams. He spoke to Joseph in a dream and told him the name of his son, Jesus. The very name of Jesus came to the man Joseph in a dream. He spoke to Abraham in a dream. He spoke to Joseph in dreams. And he spoke to them things of what their future would be. In fact, he spoke to me about this internet ministry a year ago in a dream that I woke up in the middle of the night, shot up in my bed and said, "That's it. That's exactly what God wants me to do." And it was through a dream that God confirmed it and spoke it to my heart so that I would know that this is what he wanted me to do full time. Don't discount how God speaks through dreams. I got an email from someone today in Canada who shared with me a dream that I'd love to share sometime if I get her permission, but it just spoke to her the love of Christ and how God really loved her and God wanted to take care of her. God still speaks through that. He speaks through people many times in the Bible. And I would think that we wouldn't need other people to speak to us. Even a man like David, King David, who is very close to God and called a man after God's own heart, even he would hear from other people sometimes what God had in mind for him. He heard from a man named Gad about his future. He heard from a man named Nathan about his sin and how God was going to deal with him on that sin when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. There were various times when other people spoke to a person about God's will, and that happens to us often. We hear from a pastor, we hear from someone on TV, we hear from a friend, sometimes even a stranger, what God's will is for us, and we know in our heart at that time that that's exactly right, and that's what we're to do. I want to encourage you, God is speaking all the time. He wants to answer your questions. As I said, "God, what do you want me to speak tonight? He spoke this into my heart. Tell the people this. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Keep your heart open. I love to pour out my wisdom on those who seek it." So I want to pray. I'm going to sing a song and just worship God with me. But I want to come back after the song and just pray with you that God is going to open your ears. He's going to open your eyes. He's going to open your heart. He's going to begin to answer your questions so that you can know the wisdom of God. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." Let's sing and just worship God, and then I want to come back, and I have a special message. If you don't believe in God, I want to share that with you when we come back as well, because God has such a plan for you, and he wants to answer the biggest question that I believe you have in your mind. And that is, what's the purpose of my life? What's the meaning of life? And when we come back after the song, I'm going to share with you exactly what that is and how you can know that in your heart today, and you can know that answer before you leave today. You know the song, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." God is very faithful. If you just want to sing it with me, if you have a guitar, we're in the key of D. And you can just sing along with me and play along with me and just worship the Lord, because he is going to answer your questions.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Great is thy faithfulness.
If you are searching for the meaning of life, if you're searching for what purpose are you put here for, I just want to tell you in a nutshell, God created you so that he can fellowship with you, so he can be with you and talk with you. He can't fellowship with the stars. He can't enjoy talking to the trees, talking to the ants, or even the monkeys. But he created someone in his own image, and that someone is you. And God said, I just want to be with you. But we, unfortunately, have turned away from God. We've sinned. And if you're married, you know what this is like. If you've sinned against your wife, you've committed adultery or something, you're not that close with your wife anymore. If you haven't told her about it and haven't confessed that and repented of that, then you're going to feel terrible. You're not exactly going to want to be around your wife very often. You're not going to be that intimate with her anymore. You're sort of going to want to run away, actually. And that's the way it is when we sin against God. We want to have this intimate relationship with God, but when we sin and when we turn away, it pulls us away, and that sin keeps us separated from God. And God wants us to repent, turn around, confess our sin, and come back to him so that we can be intimate with him and talk to him. That's why you were created, so you can be intimate with God and enjoy God's fellowship. And unfortunately, that sin is blocking you. And the only way you can turn around and come back and be forgiven of that sin is to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. It was very simply stated in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. If you repent of your sins and believe that Jesus died on the cross for you so that you wouldn't have to die for your sins, God will forgive you. He will forget those sins. They are washed away in a sea of forgetfulness. He forgets them as far as the east is from the west. And you can come right back with God, fellowship with him, be intimate with him, and enjoy a personal relationship just like Noah had, just like Moses, Paul, Amos, Obadiah, Jeremiah, Zedekiah. All of these people had an intimate relationship with God where they walked with him, they talked with him, and they enjoyed his presence. And there you'll find the purpose of life. We talked with a girl today who had found that a few weeks ago. Her whole life was changed, and she found the purpose of life. She found the meaning, and she said, I've learned more in the last week about God than I have in 35 years of going to church. Because she found that it wasn't about going to church. It wasn't about those religious things that we do. It's about walking with God and being intimate with him. God loves to change lives. He's in the life-changing business. That's why he came. As Jesus, that's why he died, and he wants to do that for you. I want to pray with you if you want to know this meaning of life more personally, but I also want to pray with the many believers who are watching this as well, who just want some answers to their questions, their day-to-day questions. What do I do today? What do I eat? What do I wear? Where do I go? Who do I marry? There's a lot of questions that we have, and God wants to answer them. Let's pray for those right now. Lord, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. For anyone who doesn't know you, God, who hasn't come into that fellowship with you, who doesn't walk with you, God, I pray for them right now that they would repent of their sins. Just in this instant that they would say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I believe in your Son, and I want to go to heaven. I want to have eternal life with you, God. That's it. That's all it takes. And God will forgive you and wipe them clean. I want to pray now for you who are asking tough questions of God, and you're pouring out your heart, you're crying out to God. Let's pray right now for you. Lord, you promise us that if any of us lack wisdom, we just need to ask you. And that you will give generously to all without finding fault. That if we believe you and not doubt, that we won't be tossed to and fro, but we will have that sure foundation, and we will know with certainty that you have answered us. God, I pray that you would pour out wisdom on those watching. I pray, God, that you would pour out your wisdom right now in this instant, as well as people that are watching later. God, I pray you'd pour out that wisdom so that they would know and have the assurance that even if you don't answer today, that you will give an answer. Because you promise us, Lord, and you say If we seek for wisdom, that we will find it, and that we will find the knowledge of God. We will understand the mysteries. God, if we're asking too much, then please shrink our request down to the size of a peanut, Lord. But then, when you answer, I pray you give us 300 answers, Lord, so that we would know what to do with it. God, for people who are wondering who to marry, if they'll ever marry, God, answer their questions. God, bring them a mate. Lord, give them peace in their heart. God, for people who are praying about children, pray you'd answer them today, that they would know whether or not they're going to conceive, that they would know whether or not to adopt, that they would know whether or not you're going to be there for them. And God, I know your answer is you will, that you will be there, for you say you'll never leave us or forsake us. God, I pray for those people who are really struggling with eating disorders, struggling with homosexuality, struggling with adultery, struggling with affairs. Lord, people who are struggling with what to do and how to get out of it, they've gotten in such a situation that they don't even know how to get out of it. God, give them wisdom. Show them the way out. For God, I know that you want to give them the way out. I know you want them to you want them to know how to get out. For you don't want them to struggle in that mire, in that muck, in that yuck that entangles all of us, Lord. I pray, God, that you would deliver them, that you would show them the way out. God, for people who are wrestling with what to do for the holidays, with how to apply your word to their lives, for people who are struggling with what to do with their money, for people who are struggling with where they're going to get money, Lord, I pray you'd give them wisdom. I pray that they would seek you out diligently and with their hearts, Lord, and that you would answer. God, thank you for answering our questions. Thank you that you've provided a book of answers that's free to each one of us. Thank you that you've sent your Holy Spirit who searches out the deep things of God so that we can know answers to our deepest questions, Lord. Lord, I love you. I worship you. And all of us who are watching tonight, Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. I thank you for my wife who's in this room. I thank you, God, for answering my questions about who to marry. I thank you for answering the questions that I've had about the meaning of life. God, you're so good. We just bless you tonight and worship you and ask that you would continue to be with us as we sleep and as we go through our days. In Jesus' name, amen. Boy, it's good to talk about the Lord, and it's really good to share what he's taught me with you, and I pray that you would share some of the things that he's taught you as well back with me and with others. We have a chat room on the ranch, and I'm going to go there right now after the live broadcast, and we're just going to spend some time chatting, and if you're watching this later, would you send me an email or find me on the ICQ? There's a way on our Talk to Someone page where you can locate me and we can talk, and I'd be glad to pray with you about any specific instances or specific questions you have. And right now in the chat room, we're going to talk a little more about these questions of how God answers prayers, and I want to hear from you about how God has answered your prayers so we can share that as encouragement with others. Thanks for coming, and I've enjoyed this time here at the ranch. Join me again next week as we broadcast another message live from the ranch.